Arnold Schwarzenegger, no longer governor of California. What's he doing now? Today we find out on the Mike O'Mara Show, on the line with us from his home in Los Angeles, former governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Governor, hello.
Arnold?
Arnold?
Hello?
Governor?
Yeah.
Did we interrupt you?
Catch you at a bad time?
My apologies. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, just a video interview. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I had the phone down by my side.
Did we catch you in the middle of something?
Don't get you.
By your side.
Hi. I have my phone by my side.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you? Which show?
Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Buzz.
And Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, all of us from the Mike O'Mara
Oscar,
Show.
Oscar, how are you?
I'm great, sir.
Hello, Rob.
It's an honor to have you, Governor.
Hi, Arnold. I'm curious about the phone being by your side. Normally, if you're sitting at a desk or something...
Can we move forward?
No.
California, I would like you to move forward. I don't want to discuss with the phone.
We interrupted something.
Yeah. I have my personal trainer over here. She was doing some work with me. Now that I'm out of the mansion and things, what I'm trying to do is to get my body back in shape.
I see.
So if I get any movie offers, that I'll be able to, you know, take the offers, and my body will be in the kind of shape that is required and stuff for the thing to do the movies and things.
I would like to be the first to say welcome back to civilian life.
Oh, it's great. Yes. Having the pressures of the politics, mm-hmm. you know, what you have to meet with the meetings of the lobbyists and the lawmakers and, you know, all this stuff. Did you do
you must
that,
be glad to be out of that.
And you're glad to be out of Sacramento, no doubt.
Oh, that's what a hole that is.
Governor,
I wiped my Austrian ass with that area. Okay? Right.
Governor, let's talk about what you're
like. Hi, who are you?
That's awesome. I'm Oscar Santana.
Oh, the Hispanic one.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Nice to chat with you.
I would say that, the appropriate question right now is, what do you believe your legacy is going to be?
Good question.
Legacy.
Arnold's legacy.
Wo ist der legacy?
As governor of California.
Wo ist der legacy?
Now, you know what a legacy is.
Your proudest accomplishment.
Sure, I do. I know what the legacy is.
So let's have it.
Let's have what?
The legacy. What's your legacy going to be?
As governor.
What do you mean?
As a governor.
Your proudest
accomplishment. Okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is.
What?
I don't know what legacy means.
Ha, ha,
I don't know all the words.
Caught you.
So there are a few words in the English language that I'm not versed on. Oh. There's a few words that I don't understand.
What?
Hey, how about one of you guys run for governor and win? Did any of you go run for governor and win like Arnold did?
How
stupid am I that? Oh, too bad I don't know legacy.
What do you think you'll be remembered for? That's really what we're asking. As governor of California, what do you think?
And you know what the word remember means,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the thing is, with the state of the government, I'll be remembered as a straight shooter,
uh-huh,
a guy that told the people of
California. Straight what?
A straight shooter that I told the people of California not what they wanted to hear,
yes,
but what they needed to hear.
You gave them the facts.
And although I did not leave the state in its great shape and things. After I left, I would tell you that I think that the state of California will be better for me having been in the legacy of the governor's office.
All right.
Let me ask you this.
That worked the word legacy in.
But you still don't know what it means.
Nice. Dankeschön.
Nice. Now, if there's any other words you hit, you know, that you have trouble with, you just ask me or Buzz. Or
All I know, listen, I'm very busy. Can we move this interview on? I have to go out and buy another high-powered, exotic four-wheel drive vehicle.
Wonderful. I want your opinion on one man.
One man.
Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown.
What do you think?
You know, is senile and dementia.
Senile.
He has the dementia and all those the things that he can't think clearly. But you know, I think his.
Do you think he has Alzheimer's?
Yeah, I think he does. Alzheimer's disease. That's such a bad thing.
It is very,
it's very
bad.
Sad,
yeah.
Right? Insidious,
and I will say that I think that Jerry Brown is, although he's crazy in the head, he might be a good governor just based on personality.
That's important. Personality important.
Incidentally,
man.
Total Recall will not be nearly as good as when I was in it.
Oh, agreed.
Okay. Okay.
Agreed.
You know why Total Recall was a hit?
Why? Huh?
You know why?
Why?
Because I was in the scenes.
Ah.
That's why.
It's very
That's
humble
right.
of you.
Listen, I want to talk about a few projects.
Oh, do you have I'm anything? Working you're working on something?
Yeah, Sinbad.
No rest for you, right?
No rest for the happy. The weary. That's it. Yes, Oscar, yes.
Let's talk about what failures you've had in your life and maybe the times that you thought maybe I shouldn't have. Not even in the governorship, but really in your life. Let's
the only failures,
talk about
the only failures that I can think of right now are the failures of Mr. Olympia, when I tried real hard, and unfortunately I did not make it to the top of the mountain, but I persevered, and I came back, and I said, I'm going to be stronger, I'm going to be better, and Arnold will be Mr. Olympia,
what?
And I visualized it, and every night I prayed to the gods of the bodybuilders. I said, I want to be the biggest, strongest Arnold I can possibly be, and then looky here, you know it, I became the Mr. Olympia I always wanted to be. And then in moments I was smoking marijuana with Playboy models.
Who were you praying?
That's a failure.
Who were you praying to, Mr. Governor, when you started Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood was a miserable failure.
Oh, okay.
That I blame that two words. Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm. Really? He was a problem?
Oh, what a dick.
Really?
Yeah, he was a dick.
Hard to work with.
I want to talk about my new project.
I know you have new projects. Okay. Are you collaborating?
I'm collaborating again with Sinbad. And we are going to... Listen, hold on to your ball caps. this is really... Are you ready? I got box office magic coming up at Christmas time. Are you ready? Jingle all the way too.
It can't miss.
winner, chicken dinner.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not drink soda pop. Do not drink AIDS or punches. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat canned fruits. Do not eat dried fruits. Do not eat noodles. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts. Do not eat syrup.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1 The Game. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Vacation and barbecue, small talking and nothing to do. You keep it locked in a shopping.
Well, there's a treat for the youth streamers.
What the
Thank
hell
you.
Is going on?
145 countries around the world also.
Spastic.
From the Kathy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yay.
It is Wednesday, Jan 12, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing and throbbing. Who thought I was going to say 2010 again today, huh?
I did.
Two of you did.
Bob had
two
in the pool.
Did you too?
I did not
you
believe
didn't?
That.
Oh,
I
good.
Had faith.
Because even when you write it down, sometimes you revert.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Netflix.
All right.
I like how you built the anticipation.
I like when he doesn't even look at me.
They're very good, you know.
Look at him shaking his head. I just like giving him a hard time for the hell of it.
Everyone here loves Netflix.
Catch up on the shows we love.
All right.
From Trapam True Blood to Man May. Who wrote this?
I did.
Is there a typo?
Did I have a typo
how
in there?
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I might have been high as a kite when I wrote
are
that.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
From True Blood to Mad Men.
Buzzhead brownies for dessert.
From Dexter to Weeds. And do it on game consoles, computers. All right, I'm cute.
This does make sense. Despite the typo, does make sense.
Explain. Sometimes brought to you by Netflix. Mm-hmm. Catch up on the shows we love.
Uh-huh.
From True Blood to Mad Men, from Dexter to Weeds, and...
And? Keep going.
And do it on game consoles.
Right. You can catch up with the shows we love, and you can do it on game consoles, computers, your iPad, your iPod touches.
Isn't it funny how the copy fell apart after he's mentioned the show Weeds?
Catch up on the shows we love, from True Blood to Mad Men, from Dexter to Weeds, and do it on game consoles.
There you have it.
Okay. Then for me, because we do things differently.
We do. Yes.
Then that's got to be moved up.
move up.
See, it says, all right, so from True Blood to Mad Men, from Dexter to Weeds,
and...
and then I see and dot dot dot, which is a legitimate pause on copy, and then along with the pause is a separation.
The and should go with the second hunk of copy there.
The and should go with the second hunk, or I might even get away with having the do it on game consoles moved up closer to the rest.
I think
this is for the young broadcasters out there.
Oh, Mike, there's no young broadcasters. It's a dying industry.
But I'm going to back off.
Why?
Because he hasn't been well.
We'll chart this out and put it on the website.
And also, you're feeling
for
better.
For you kids to work on at home.
Do it on game console.
Do it.
I am so... Do you ever get the feeling I'm just so euphoric to have you back? Because really, I need lots of people to bust my balls and to bust their balls. Otherwise, we don't have a show.
That's right.
Computers, iPhones... I'll have a question about the iPhone momentarily.
Good.
iPads and iPod touches, or on your TV for just $8.99 a month. I'm talking with all this nonsense about Netflix.
That's right.
For a free trial, click on the Netflix app on our website, and they're fantastic. We urge you to check them out. And we have gotten wonderful support for this show when you go to Netflix through our website. That's it. And we say it every day, but we couldn't make it more clear. When you do some of these things, if you go through our website, do it on stuff you're going to do anyway.
Right.
Which Netflix is one of those fine sponsors.
Exactly.
You're going to get the Netflix movies anyway.
Right.
We don't want anything extra. We just want to be included.
Technical question for the podcast boys.
Yes.
Getting ready to do my little elliptical workout.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, I'm looking for something different. I want to watch something on my iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to download something. So I go up to iTunes and I go to Brian Setzer, who has a live concert that is on DVD.
Very nice.
A recorded video live concert.
Right. The one from Japan? And Japan?
No, this was not from Japan because I don't think that whole thing is live.
Okay.
I don't think it is. This is actually from Montreal. And
so
I'm excited
Canadian.
About this. Yeah. It's Canadian.
Explain so
and
much.
I go up there and I see I'll order this. When I order it, it says, you already have it available for download. Mm-hmm. And I go into a little pocket on the iTunes and it says, download now. You can download it now. And I begin to download it.
Yes.
And first of all, I don't understand why, if I ordered that, why it hadn't downloaded to my iPhone. And I download it and then it gets on there and I sync it to my iPhone, but it don't come over.
You have to go into the menus and actually select to sync the video.
You have to add it to the playlist that you want it added to.
And it always helps to sober up.
And how do you do that? How do you add it to your playlist?
You're looking at the wrong guy for that question.
In iTunes, right-click the item. A little drop-down menu will appear, and it'll say, you'll see add to playlist, and you'll see a choice of playlist. You add it to the playlist that is that particular phone. Boom, it goes in.
Or there. You can just drag it in and drop it.
That's another way of doing it.
Ah, that's the way I can do it. Mm-hmm. I can drag it and drop it.
Drag and drop, Michael.
That's frustrating, though, because you're like, all I want to do is use this.
Yes.
Now, how the hell do I use this?
Yeah, right. A little complicated, to be honest with you. It was a little difficult.
Fair enough.
With that said, all this talk about the iPhone, we talked about it yesterday. I believe we were cutting edge. Mm-hmm. I believe we were right on it.
Stand corrected, by the way.
Okay, would you like to modify said about 3G, 4G?
Buzz's report was 100% accurate. I actually found it asinine because the beauty of the iPhone, it's its utility,
right?
Where you can multitask. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Verizon, whether you decide to or not for signal use or not, realize that the utility that I love personally is to be able to check your email, be on a phone call, map something when you're talking to somebody, get some information.
You not do that on Verizon?
Apparently, with their network, with this phone, until they go to their next network, you won't be able to do that. You won't be able to multitask.
Okay, so the fact
then balls
is
to you, that sucks.
So that totally sucks. Yes. And God damn it, screaming from the highest mountain top.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to alert people yesterday.
I'm in the last few days of my Sprint contract. Now I don't know what to do.
Well, what you should do is go to AT&T, my boy.
You think?
That's what I
Great
would do.
Great customer
Let
service.
Let me tell you, I based this on one phone call. And Mark,
weak signal.
God damn it, we ought to get them as an advertiser because I am saying this unsolicited.
Yeah.
I loved my little conversation. It was unbelievable. I have never called a phone company, a cable company, a utility company, and had them do the thinking for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
it
fantastic.
Was amazing. Yeah. All I wanted to do, get my daughters on my plan.
Because to do that, too. I've got a phone for the kids and a phone for the wife.
They went through and said, you could probably save money doing this. This will be prorated. This will be this.
Wow.
She is going through this. I'm saying nothing. And I don't care if she's screwing me or not or ripping me off. The fact is,
you like the effort.
I loved the effort. And mm-hmm. it was just, she was bright and she knew her stuff. And it was over in no time. I was so delighted. I was so blown away. Listen, customer service, when you're talking about a phone company or a bank, is a big effing deal.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist. And it's so rare that it does. So really, that alone, look, I know the calls drop out in certain areas. I know there are certain areas where they don't have the coverage.
Right.
You know what? That is a big deal. And for traveling people, that is a huge deal.
They're working on it.
But if you live in an area like I do, where I haven't had an issue yet with that bad service, I love that.
You seriously have not had an issue to speak of with that?
No.
You're very lucky.
Well, then what am I waiting for?
I mean, I really don't. I think they all have parts of the world where they're not 100%, and Verizon probably better for phone calls than others.
I can probably get a temporary phone before I go to Ghana.
Right. Do you lose calls here a lot?
Not here, but at my house. I have difficulty at my house.
That's bad.
I can go to a tanning booth. I can stand inside of a metal booth inside of a building.
He doesn't do that anymore.
That's inside of another building and get 100% a signal. I go back home to my house and I have maybe two
bars.
Well,
there are pros and cons, and Buzz, you were right yesterday, for every carrier, but the reality of the utility of this specific phone, which I have loved from day one, if the utility is affected by the provider, then I'm out.
Well, you were very gracious to admit that. The only thing I want to say is you never would have questioned Brian Williams.
No. I like to do things to Brian Williams that women would like to do to Brian
Exactly.
Williams.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking for the same. Only going to call Buzz when he's in a tanning booth.
That's where I get the best reception.
All right. Here's the next thing I wanted to bring up. Good luck. Make your own decision. But do your research if you're going to be making the big switch. Because I know there are people right now that are on Verizon that are very, very excited. And I think if you're on the Verizon system, you know, just to get this tool.
If you're within the plan, it's not worth buying out.
Oscar, do you know anything about
this? Yeah, I mean, if you're within the plan and you want an iPhone, you still have a right to be excited.
I'm going
to
go with your recommendation, and if I get pissed off, you'll be hearing from me.
Good. You know, let me know, and let me know if I'm wrong. But I know that that's what you hear a big deal made about with AT&T.
The signal?
Is lost calls.
Yeah, now let me ask Oscar and maybe Mark about this. Aren't there, like, signal boosters you can get for your house or your cell phone?
I bought them. I spent the $300.
They call the power antenna, Buzz.
Turns your entire house into an antenna.
It's the power antenna.
It works.
Yay.
It works, but it doesn't work. It's not worth the $300 to make it work.
What about a tinfoil hat?
And those antennas, I mean, they really work in the long run if you are in a place where you have your own home. Uh-huh. And again, this is my experience. If you have your own home and you put that antenna in your attic and you don't have good coverage, it will boost your signal. It will do that.
I may give that a shot.
But if you live in an apartment building, you got to hang that thing out the window for it to work.
No,
it might not be your bag.
I have a house.
Well, check it out and
I'm Buzz. I have a house.
Thanks for that heads up.
Mansion
I appreciate
of a house,
that.
Circular driveway. Pools,
I have
courts.
A home, Oscar. You live in an apartment. I want to make that clear.
I like your modest home.
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
Just like you like my modest home.
It is modest, yes.
Difference between your home and my home is you can utilize most of your home.
That's true.
My home is limited.
Plus,
in what way?
This room, I don't know if you've noticed, this room, it's pretty big,
used
right?
to be a living room.
Used to have people hang out here all the time.
I hang out here every day.
I'm glad you do.
And then you've got that bedroom upstairs where you can hang meat. This is a great house.
I wouldn't change a thing. All right, a couple of things. I really make an effort, and I should point out, I make a significant effort not to overlap our two shows. And you know what? Usually it's a piece of cake.
Right.
But occasionally something comes down the road.
So important.
Which I feel I got to talk about on both the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm 105.9 of The Edge here in Washington, D.C.
Mornings.
I listen.
You're blanketing
please,
the media, Mike.
Help me. Help me.
Help him, please.
Please.
It's 105.9 The Edge.
FM in D.C.
It's FM in D.C.
It's on the web as well.
Are we setting the world on fire? Well, the answer might be no.
It's a pretty good show, though.
But
great show.
I love the show.
I
enjoy
morning.
It. I have a good time doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I love doing this show, and I love both entities, but occasionally something comes along that I can't just do it on the radio.
Got to talk about it both
I
got
to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Got to talk to everybody about it.
Right.
And the fact is, this pay-per-view that I got last night, and I had no idea what I was getting into. Machete is the name of it.
Quentin Tarantino.
It's
directed.
No, it was not. It was a Grindhouse. The guy that did Grindhouse.
But isn't it based
Paul Rodriguez?
Paul Rodriguez.
But it was based on a trailer. That was made for Grindhouse.
True. That was made for Grindhouse.
And the trailer looked so dynamic in Grindhouse, I thought, I can't believe this isn't a real movie. And they turned it into
a real
film.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
Is that his
who
name?
Who is
Trejo?
A character.
Trejo.
And like it is It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I'll bet.
I didn't know what to expect. I had heard gory and violent and involving the Mexican border, and I'm like, I'm all in. I want to check this out. See, that to me is now, really, when you're talking about what, say, New York City was in the 70s with movies,
right.
That's really what the Mexican border is now. You're talking about Dodge City. That's the Wild Wild West
right
now.
The weird thing is, and we don't have it anymore, you are unable to go see a major released motion picture without knowing something about it because the media starts 4 months out.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went to a movie, I think, that I didn't know a thing about and just sat down was Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Because it was an independent film.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We went as a show, and I had no idea what I was about to see, and it was fantastic, but you don't get that luxury anymore.
Well,
to go into a movie totally.
Unless it's an independent.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Not knowing what to expect.
I knew little of this movie other than, hey, this is gory. And just in the last few days, there's a little bit of buzz. There's just a little. Yeah, I heard it on a couple of shows. I might have even heard it on Rush Limbo.
Oh, no.
Really?
And I said, what?
He loves independent gang films.
What the F is he watching this for? And so, out of curiosity, last night, pay per view, I say to Carla, I'm going to watch this. And she's doing like her Sudoku or whatever she does.
Sudoku.
She's doing, what is it?
Sudoku.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care for it.
So
I don't either.
She's doing her puzzle. She's like I don't care. And she's lying next to me. Goes, I don't care. Go ahead and watch it. And I'd heard gory, and it was gory, but it was gory in almost a cartoonish way.
Yeah.
It was Kill Bill gore times two.
And is it done in scratchy film
sort
of 1960s?
Made to look like a late 60s film.
Like an old drive-in movie.
And bad enough where it's just passable as a film, but weird.
But doesn't
And I can't make any sense out of it.
Did you ever want to turn away? Did you ever want to give up on it?
Almost impossible.
There was some great TNA in it.
It was, God.
Right.
It's got Michelle, is it Michelle?
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Hello. Jessica Alba.
And Jessica Alba. Let me tell you, Michelle Rodriguez, if you want a tummy on a lady, flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely flawless. And just, you know, Buzz, I like me.
It must
the
have
Latin
been like,
women.
Sure. Well, like, hey, I'm with you on that.
It must have been like looking in a mirror.
Oh, it was, certainly was. Thank you, Rob. Yes, it was. It was just like looking at Mark. Hey, Menasha woke up on that one. Did you notice that? He just perked up, you stick.
Hey,
anyway.
Come on. Nobody likes that.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd throw that over there. Anyway, I'm watching this, and the violence is. It is so gory that it's comical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
This
That's
is only a, really, I don't want to be sexist, but this is only a concept that men can understand.
Maybe.
What it is, you know, when you see a beheading and it's like a mannequin head that falls off, and it's so funny that I chuckle during this, and this head, like I'm laughing, you would see me at one point in the movie. A bad guy comes to the door to get machete. And
no, hold on. What is machete? Is not a knife. It's a guy.
Machete is the character, Danny Trejo.
I see. I did not know this.
And machete is a former federale down in Mexico.
Of course. It all makes sense now.
Who went through a horrible time.
Sure.
And that's why he's cuckoo for machetes now. Mm-hmm. And the bad guys come to get him, and they knock on his door, and you hear this shink, you know, like a machete being taken out of a sheath.
Out of a sheath.
Then it goes right through the guy's head.
Fantastic.
And I chuckle.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick that way.
But that's what they were going for. I think so.
Or did you?
Let me tell you, I liked it. I would definitely look at it again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. TNA, great TNA, including not a full frontal, but a shot of Jessica Alba in the shower, kind of leaning over and
just
thinking.
Silly, cheesy violence.
Cheesy, silly violence. Mm-hmm. And are you ready for the wild card of wild cards?
Huh?
Robert effing De Niro is in this movie.
How?
De Niro is in this movie.
How did they do
you
this?
You have to see it.
Bobby D.
You have to see
it. I will with a gay gesture.
But you can't watch it with the kids around.
No.
Because it's that intense. I mean,
tell me what to do.
But, yeah. You know, God, with your standards with Robert, you'd probably, Robert, we're gonna watch Maltese Falcon.
Well, you know,
and then we're gonna watch Machete.
He liked Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's clean the vinyls later on.
And Oscar busts out of mimicry.
Machete, it captivated me. It was I still don't
You sold it well.
I can't get my head around it. Please see it, guys.
Yeah.
Please, hey guys, anybody out there listening,
please
see it and just tell me what you think, because I'm really not sure what to make of it. That's how weird this movie. It's like no movie I've ever seen before.
Well, since we're in the entertainment wheelhouse right now, we spoke about this after the show briefly.
Yeah,
is the show Shameless?
Yeah. Shameless, yes, right, right.
Do you mind addressing that?
That's the new Bill Macy show.
Let's talk
show?
About those shows.
Shameless is
that the new Bill Macy show about the dysfunctional family?
Yeah, it's. I think it's got. you know, the very premise of this family with a drunken father and the kids fending for themselves and all the kids with all their issues.
Again, everybody's like looking in a mirror.
Everybody's screwed up.
Right.
Everybody's screwed up.
Love
the dramatic possibilities of this show are absolutely limitless.
Great potential.
So from that standpoint, I look forward to watching more episodes of
Agreed.
This. That's the new series on Showtime.
Showtime, yes, exactly.
Showtime's got a new series with William H. Macy, and he does a great job, because he's a phenomenal actor, playing this. But I would make sure you check that out. And if you guys can get, you know, in your free time, preferably when you're alone, almost like a porno, you know, you can take a look at Machete. I would welcome this. And
has anyone seen the new Matt LeBlanc program?
No, I have not.
I have.
You seen it? I've seen the promos and I have it in my TiVo.
What's funny about the first episode is that Matt LeBlanc is not in the episode at all until the very, very end.
So he's just a character.
What I liked about it, I mean, I don't know, the jury's out on this series, but what I liked about the pilot episode was it shows you just how, you remember the Fox executives that you and Don met with and how they were.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're sort of young, slicky, attempting
to be slickier.
I don't know that story.
Attempting to be hip. Don and Mike were offered an expandable, collapsible show on Sundays to sort of expand and contract in between football and The Simpsons.
It's now become what is the OT.
Fox offered them little or no money, thinking that as DJs, they'd just be excited to be on TV.
Well, there was also a commitment they wanted to promote the show nationwide, where they wanted us to go on this show tour.
Big tour.
Where we would have had to take a chunk out of our radio careers, and that financially wasn't feasible. So it ended up not being feasible, and we always joked about the fact that people get so excited about getting a TV show, but you'd be amazed how little money is offered to people to do a television show.
Right.
Until it becomes successful, which is the way executives get away with
being executive. They were young TV executives trying to be hip, trying to be cool, and the harder they tried, the less they succeeded. And what I liked about
got far along with it.
About the Matt LeBlanc show is that it reminded me of those people that you met with.
Good, I'd like to check that out.
And it's a reminder of how sleazy Hollywood can be from a business phony standpoint.
A super fan, what was that deal like? Was it really considered? Was it multiple meetings?
What, the Fox thing?
Yes.
Multiple meetings, and got to the point where we went out there and we talked to them, and we went to L.A. and talked to them, it just never got legs, and it really was something that wasn't even it was a no-brainer. There was absolutely no way we were going to do it, because it was going to cut into where our bread was buttered.
Yes, right.
It was completely a risk situation. Very exciting talking to a network, but nothing there.
There
was nothing of substance.
And there was nothing likable about these individuals that you met with.
Yeah, they were just pure fluff and slick and all that.
Right.
So, I'll check that out. What's it called, the Matt LeBlanc show?
Episodes.
Yes. Episodes?
Mm-hmm. I think would be better if it was called the Matt LeBlanc program.
I agree.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Check out Shameless on Showtime. If you can, rent Machete. I'm telling my coworkers to check out Machete because I want to talk to you. I will not put my name on Machete for you to rent. It's weird. Weird enough that I don't
I will put my name on it, not even having seen it, and recommend that people go to Netflix to check it out or Amazon.
And from now on, let's say it like Liddy, Machete.
Machete. Well, that's the way they pronounce it in the movie.
Okay,
Machete.
Then let's go
Machete.
With that.
Machete. And really, just purely on TNA with Jessica Alba
and
Rodriguez, it's worth it. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to talk road trip. I have a pretty specific thought about our potential road trip, we'll talk to you about that coming up next.
Cherokee.
Oh my.
Cher. My mother's people were ashamed of me.
Sonny went skiing and he hit a tree. All right, anyway, welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Now we've gone
too far.
We
are also heard on wonderful radio stations like Iowa 1630, KCJJ, and Vermont's 107.1 The Game. Welcome back, and we talk a lot about the fact that we enjoyed different trips to Wichita or Phoenix, Arizona, or in my case, recently going up to the Great White North. A thought has occurred to me. We've gotten some interest from New England.
Yes.
Sure.
And I thought it might be fun to see if we can generate some interest in New England for a road trip. Well, the way this always starts is, you know, I have a vision of perhaps a summertime weekend.
Yes.
You know, perhaps, you know, selfishly butting up against a longer stay for one of us up in that region where he has family.
Understood.
But the thought is, you know, we do have this wonderful brand new affiliate up in Burlington, Vermont, 107.1 The Game. We're delighted to have them associated with the show.
What? You're talking about a weekend
in New England?
Mike, you all but told me to play it with your introduction.
You are an old queen. You are truly an old queen.
I am as God made me.
But another area where the old Don and Mike show had legs for a long time was Southern Maine and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That area known as Portland, Maine. And I would be curious.
The international jet port.
I would love to know if we've got people, you know, we could maybe do a twofer. And hit Manchester, Vermont, and hit Portland, Maine at the same time.
I'm sure there's a bar in both towns.
I'm sure we could do that.
And some
so,
in between.
I throw these things out there. Perhaps a summertime visit
I like it.
To your area. New England could not be nicer in summertime.
We have had a lot of requests.
What are the rules
You're
of engagement?
Killing me with Barry, huh?
What are the rules of engagement for this road trip?
Well, why don't you put out some rules? What are your thoughts about rules of engagement?
I think if it's summer, it's tough not to take our significant others.
No, it's not.
No.
It's very easy.
We did that with KCJJ.
Yeah.
And that was in the dead of summer.
Not everybody jump out. Jeez. Whoa. Sorry.
I'm just very, very quiet. I may have
Well, first of all, I know that Carla's not going to let you go to Maine without her.
Well, I mean, what I'm selfishly thinking is
I want an answer to
that, you know, after that particular weekend, you know, I'll see you guys in a week, you know?
Right.
That's what I was sort of thinking, you know?
It was beyond transparent, Mike. I don't know how other people
didn't pick up on it.
No, I think
really with the structure of the way this show is, I think all the principals on this show know that I am occasionally want to do certain selfish things that you're all very tolerant
of, and occasion.
I appreciate it.
Just on occasion.
I know I've done one recently, and I was transparent about it, but this would be the second one where I'd be a little not that I would, like, write off my whole rent-a-car for the week, but I will tell you
would some of your family be there? Because I'd like if your sister could send a picture of herself that we could take on the road trip.
If we get up to Maine, perhaps Portland, you know, maybe my cousin Teddy rolls by, and that would be very, very cool to do that.
Like to meet Teddy.
It all depends on how active the fan base for this show is in that region. So it's in your court now, people of New England.
If you build it.
If you'd like us to be out there, you let us know on Facebook, you know, how much interest is there. And if we sense that there's decent interest, maybe we get some things rolling and Menasha gets talking to people and we see what happens.
Shall we come to New England?
It feeds another portion of the nation. I mean, people could come away from New York City. It's not an impossible
of
drive.
Yes. This is this is where Mr. O'Mara is grasping.
to
Maine.
I think wives can come. And
what about just going to Vermont where there's the game and you go to Maine and then we come back to D.C.?
Because I think you will be very surprised to see in the Portland, Maine area where we had an affiliate and a successful affiliate
for a very good long time. That was a remarkably
long
good trip.
That was very. We filled an auditorium.
I agree with you. I concede.
Right.
I know you had a big following.
And I think
absolutely.
But with that said, I want to see if that's translate. I get a lot of Facebookers from Maine, but I'd like to see if they're out there. Right now, they're kind of dormant. And, you know, I got to check. Like, for example, I never would have dreamed that we would have had 50 people show up in Buffalo.
Right.
And that, to me, makes it worth getting out there. This grassroots
stuff,
I think, is the key to making this show a success. And I want to do it all over the place.
You talking to me?
But the guy
who does appearances
on work trips?
You started it.
You pioneered
100%.
You pioneered
it. You are the Davy Crockett of appearances.
And I tell you, up there at this time of year, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And we can either do a weekend up in Burlington, or we can do like a long weekend.
Can we all stay at your house?
You know what? I'd love you to come.
And I love Burlington.
I would give anything. But I tell you, it's an endeavor to get up to where I am.
Yeah.
Because I ain't down in Portland, Maine. I'm way up there.
How far are you away from the outlets?
The outlets, they're outside. I'm 20 minutes from an outlet.
When I went to school in New England.
Yes.
Everybody from Maine would always talk about those damn outlets
in
Maine.
The damn outlets.
Because the L.L. Bean outlet up there,
did you know that? Yes. There's Freeport, and that used to be a stop of ours every single time, to the point where Carla and my kids got tired of Daddy.
Dreaded it.
Wanted to wanting to stop at L.L. Bean, you know, but I loved L.L. Bean, and I love Freeport, and Freeport couldn't be any more touristy, but it's on the way towards, you know, the land of rustic, where I'm going to be for a week, so I wanted to get it out of my
Norman
system.
Rockwell country.
Is the same place, is that where President Obama vacationed? Was that the area?
I'm not sure exactly where.
Where the hell? Hawaii, doesn't
he? No, he vacationed last year in Maine.
You know, I don't know exactly where he was up in Maine, but I think he was.
Oh, yes, because your family member saw him.
Okay.
That's the same area.
That's right.
Maine's
not that big.
Because remember, you said one of your.
Down East Maine.
Yes.
Down East Maine.
I bet he stuck out up there.
It looked beautiful.
It was beautiful. It is beautiful. Here's the cool thing.
Yes.
I could look at you guys right now and say, yeah, come on up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was my week up there.
Yes.
You bring anybody you want.
Really?
I mean, I'm talking, I got floor space for all you guys up there.
Wonderful.
Do I have heat? No. Okay. Do I have air conditioning? No, I don't. But I got, you know what? And if it gets crazy, people can spill out onto the porch.
Is it just a coincidence that you're bringing up this open invitation on the first day in 6 months that RJ isn't here?
he'll be there.
He'll find us.
Might be on his way, as a matter of fact.
He's actually turning around right now. You know, the other night I had a couple of guys in my band over to watch the hockey game.
Sure.
And I see my bass player, Paul, and he's going, yeah, okay. And he said, who was that? And he said, oh, that was RJ. And suddenly I had this pang of guilt
because
it was one of the few times that I had ever, I just, you know, and I have no idea whether. Yeah.
Who was that? It's RJ. Where is he? He's on your sun porch. He's looking in the window.
He's waiting like a Gabe Strine cartoon.
Yeah.
Just waiting with his eyes blinking in that curious way. So that's it. Here's how it works, guys. You let us know on Facebook if you have any interest in us coming to your area.
Any of us.
And then we kind of nail it down and we, you know, and this can be anywhere. You know, if we get a groundswell of support from some other part of the United States where it's significant enough.
Iowa.
We've been to Iowa.
Nice to go back.
We've been to Iowa.
It's always nice to go back.
I'd love to go back
for a game.
Iowa.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to
Iowa. Yeah, and we should.
I'd like to go to that
game.
That warehouse that we went to.
I believe.
That's where I want to go back
I believe we will be back for a game this fall. I think they're making arrangements for that.
Really?
I'm working on it.
Very, very exciting.
By the way, a big congratulations. I don't think we talked about it. Is Steve Bridges just celebrated a huge anniversary.
21 years of radio station ownership.
Yeah.
17 of them at KCJJ.
I didn't miss that, right? We haven't talked about
that's
that.
That's exactly right. The only station owner I've ever met that actually benefits the industry.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's true.
He is a good guy if you can get by that that show of his. Anyway, you know, he
does the best he can. He's primarily an owner, Mike.
We kid.
How many hours a day does that gentleman broadcast?
He gets in there Iowa time like before 5.
Mm-hmm. Before 5 a.m.
And I think he stays there till like 4 in the afternoon.
But not on the air.
No, he only goes till noon.
4 till noon.
Usually. I mean, it's usually...
Well, 5 to noon, maybe.
Sometime like 5 to 11.
5:30 to noon.
It depends on how long the police reports are. And the thing is, the thing that he loves
police
most,
reports.
Except maybe his grandkids,
right.
The thing he loves most is going in and being on the radio. If there's a thunderstorm watch, warning...
He loves it.
He'll go in and cover it.
Right. He likes it.
He adores it.
He loves his
job. That's a broadcaster.
He's a station owner that last Saturday spent his day board-opping my show.
Tell you what I love. I love that part of the world.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
I
That was very
something
nice.
Special,
yes, it's gorgeous
and to experience
out there.
That. Yeah, so I love the idea of next fall going out there for a game and making a weekend of it.
Sure.
And, oh, boy, did we get in trouble out there. Man, did we have a good time.
I don't know we got in trouble.
Did you have a liver yet left when you came back from that trip?
No.
I
didn't have a liver left. I didn't have friends when I got on that plane. It was just me.
I have so many great memories of Iowa, but all I take away from Minneapolis is Oscar laying across 3 seats in an airport trying to sleep. And they were curved seats, so it really wasn't a bench.
I will always remember Oscar taking the bullet for us on
the later
flight.
Yes.
So he didn't care because he was so hungover, he wanted to be shot. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have cared.
He really did.
Oscar, we're going to fly you over Northern Virginia. We're going to drop you out of the back of the airplane. That's all right. I'll be okay.
Okay.
I actually debated getting to Richmond and driving up.
Yeah.
I said, if they send me to Richmond, that's not that far.
Only bad part of our Iowa trip was that return where I was thinking about the fact that, you know, that was the first time in modern air travel that I can remember in a very long time where I had that horrible feeling of being a prisoner of the airlines.
Well, helpless. You're just helpless.
Yeah. Probably a million people going through that today with the storm on the East Coast.
Sure.
One last blizzard here in Manassas.
Yeah, the horrible blizzard of
almost an inch.
Half an inch of snow. Before we break, I do want to mention this about road trips. Did I mention when I came back from the Great White North, Did I mention the donut shop?
You did not.
I didn't mention the donut shop. You've alluded to it. Okay.
You've not talked about it.
I know. You know, as a matter of fact, the last time we did the fat guy voices, you alluded to it.
Listen very carefully to me.
Yes, Mike.
There is a store, a chain, up at, now I think it's in Buffalo, too. Okay. I think they've made it over the Canadian border, but primarily this is a Canadian outfit.
Cool.
And when I say outfit, I say it by design because I want to sound like my father because I'm talking about something old here.
Right.
And what is old? Donuts are old.
Sure.
Donuts.
Not
now
fresh
listen,
donuts.
I'm a fat guy, okay? I know from donuts.
Own it.
This place, I swear to God, is the best chain I have ever been to.
Better than Krispy Kreme with a hot donuts?
This place, Buzz, this is a real bakery.
Okay.
And it's a chain, and every one of them is like a mom-and-pop bakery.
Wow.
And their whole thing is fresh. Tim Hortons, I'm in a mall in Toronto, Canada, and I'm on the second level, and I look down below to this food court, and I see this line of like 18 people.
That's where to go.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, what in the name of God would compel people?
Uh-huh.
And Carla, for some reason, had been watching hockey games with me and saying, Tim Hortons, Tim Hortons. She picked up on it. We finally go to Tim Hortons. We go to Tim Hortons, and I order a French cruller.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was a moment that I will never forget.
You may not eat pancakes, waffles,
oh my
donuts.
God.
Now, this may be a stupid
Now that I'm
question.
Back to dieting again, God damn it.
I know, hurts, doesn't it?
Who is Tim Horton? Is he a guy? Is he a hockey player?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Tim Horton.
But I'll tell
related
you. You know what I want? I want
Horton
a franchise.
Is a who?
I want a franchise.
Down here?
I want a franchise here.
You have to wait for a Brazilian chicken place to close.
In it.
And you'll just
Peruvian.
Whatever.
Yes, Peruvian.
It's all the same.
In Devil Town.
And how dare you with Super Chicken? I go there every day.
Oh, my God. Look, they're not a sponsor. I hate to do this when they're not a sponsor. Lord knows I disrespected ham steak yesterday, but Tim Hortons, and even down to this, okay? I'm up in there, and I decide.
A lot of varieties?
I want a hot cocoa, right?
Nice.
I want a hot cocoa. Now,
sure.
Listen.
Of course.
Most hot cocoa you get at any
of
chain.
Of course you do, dear.
Is yes, dear. Is watered down garbage.
Yeah, powder.
This stuff was the real deal. Yeah. Everything they serve, it was incredible. We went to two of them on our little road trip there, and they
were
both
great.
Absolutely amazing.
How many varieties of donuts do they serve?
Fresh. They had, Rob, they had donuts, they had muffins, they had crullers, they had honey buns, they had everything. That's the thing. They didn't just have Doug Nuts.
Well, let's find this out. Let's
go. Did you find anything about Tim Hortons?
Yeah, he is a former hockey player.
Okay,
oh, wow. All right.
He played
Makes sense.
The Maple Leafs, the Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins and the Sabres.
Okay.
For 24 seasons.
24 seasons, and I guess he started a donut shop.
Yeah, and he started this shop, I think, with one other person.
It's massive. It's everywhere you see now. It's a chain. They serve lunch food, too. But what is their slogan? Do they have a slogan there or anything like that?
I just pulled him up.
Have you ever,
yourself is the
slogan. Have you ever really thought about opening a franchise? I know you opened a restaurant, but a franchise.
I want to go in the food business. Are you kidding me?
There are none around here.
Have you ever thought, did you think about it before you opened O'Mara's to really open a franchise?
Applebee's.
No, because that happened. You know, that bar just happened. I mean, I came upon that and the opportunity was there and that was it. What do you know about Tim Hortons?
The slogan is always fresh.
Always fresh. Couldn't be truer.
And they seem to be affiliated with Cold Stone Creamery in some way.
Really?
Wow, out of Arizona.
I hate that place.
I knew somebody would get there.
I hate Cold Stone Creamery.
I am not a Cold Stone Creamery.
That is such a gimmick-laden piece of crap organization.
Rob, you know what you do when you do this podcast? Someday I will get it through your head. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Always a potential advertiser.
Yeah, you've never badmouthed anybody on this podcast.
The reason why...
I learned it from watching you.
God, do you think maybe they have their hooks into them now?
No, that doesn't mean you can't open here.
Maybe not, and the more I read about it, it's a Canadian chain, but their specialty, by the way, is apple fritters.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm.
I just want to give you a little insight into the franchising.
Okay.
Because for a while there, Chad and I wanted to bring a Jack in the Box to D.C.
Right.
We loved it so much from the West
Coast.
It's
great. Even I remember Jack
even
Tacos.
Even an In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
These brands, for one reason or another, I don't know if they want to keep it exclusive or they just want to branch out they want to, especially In-N-Out. They decide not to go certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Either because they don't have the infrastructure or they just don't want to deal with the headache.
Man, I'm getting excited.
I guess.
A little gassy there. Right?
Mike O'Mara, always fresh.
Nice.
They have 500
Cold
U.S.
Stone
locations.
In his pants.
But I remember.
The only time I'll say it to people, hey, guys, the only time I'll say something is when it's so bad that I know it's.
Remember,
just a short blast
is plenty. Yes. You're gonna kill us all. It just takes a short blast.
Oh, calm down.
We're gonna kill you.
Calm down.
You're bulletproof. Last
calm
time
down, hospital bed. Yes. All right. Anyway, so he's
toxic death.
Didn't Buzz said he was bulletproof yesterday?
I didn't say it was bulletproof.
He's still all twitchy.
Meanwhile, Mike is making an apple.
He's doing that.
In his pants.
He's doing that old person thing now, where all he ever does is talk about his health. See his little pneumonia sign that he has up there. All right, enough. We
want more attention.
It's retro.
That's right. I hope you're done talking about that by spring.
Asking me about it. I'm done talking about it.
I didn't put that
We're
sign
testing
up
you.
What were the costs of the donuts? You remember prices?
I don't remember the cost because it was that whole loony thing.
Prices.
That
I was saying. Priceless.
That loony thing that I was doing up in Canada. Buzz, you can leave your sign up there.
No,
don't get depressed.
I'm not depressed. All right. It was campy, and that's why I thought I'd put it up there.
Buzz had a sign up. I wanted you to leave that up there about pneumonia. And it was
a retro poster from a health department from New England, as a matter of fact. It said something about pneumonia is a killer shark and the common cold is its pilot fish.
It's pilot fish.
Consult your physician.
That's right. Beware of that. And everybody should be aware of that. All right. So that's it. I got to take a break. Yes.
One more question.
One more question before
we break. Is it a gourmet donut?
It is.
I'm curious about this donut.
It is an average donut, but it is just so much better.
Okay.
And it is better
fresh.
For this reason. The guy, when I was in there, was coming out and taking a look. A baker. You saw him come out from behind. Ooh. And you don't see
that. Did he have
a
tall hat?
Uh-huh. He had a hat.
Did he take time to make the donuts and he was wiping his eye?
He was sitting there and he was looking at it and was like, what's here? What's fresh? What am I going to restock like right now?
Wow.
And you know that he did it all effing day. That's what they're about.
But how many loonies did it cost?
As far as the donut, I don't know how many loonies it cost. I don't know, how many loonies? But that's Tim Hortons.
Could be.
My endorsement of the day.
You check it out.
See if they'll send us free donuts. Well, they wouldn't be fresh by the time they got here.
They can send us the donuts.
If they can send seafood
Mark,
overnight,
can we buy a franchise? Want to buy a franchise? Tim Hortons franchise?
Baked goods are harder to ship.
Because you know, in this recession, seafood. We'll be able to take over an existing building.
We should.
I like it.
Be a lot of fun. All right, we'll take a break when we come back.
It worked so well the first time.
It's hey!
That's
it's Rice Magic Audio Vault. Coming up next.
Tim Hortons.
Nice fresh donuts. Gaining the weight. Anyway, welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome.
Before we open Rob's audio vault, let me just say that we get a letter from Corey Moss.
A birthday letter, Mike.
She writes, subject, my 30th birthday, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Hope this message finds you well.
Nah.
Jeez, enough. I turned 30 on January 12th, Wednesday.
America's praying for me, Mike.
And would love
America's about
more.
To turn on you, just like Ted Williams.
I would love nothing more. Yeah, and how's he doing?
Yeah, we'll have
some
you.
Words on that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. And I'd love nothing more than a classic birthday wish from the TMOS gang mm-hmm. in that way that only you all can do it. I truly listen every single day, and I have for years. Mm-hmm. I've sent you messages before, and you and Rob have always been kind to reply.
Yes.
Unlike Oscar and Mike.
Oh.
Hey, lick it, Corey. But hey, I don't mind.
But hey.
After all, I am now officially in my douchebag 30s. Anyhow, won't keep you any longer. Just wanted to beg to hear a birthday wish mm-hmm. from the TMOS gang. P.S.
All right.
I tried not to misspell any words as not to cause you any further issues with Mike O. Oh, this is a pal of yours, isn't
apparently.
It? Thanks, Buzz, and long live TMOS.
Yes.
All right, this is to Corey Moss. Happy birthday, count of three.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Moss.
Never
thank you.
Back.
Thank you very much. Time to open up the audio vault.
Thank
here we
you.
Go. All right. What do you have in there?
We start
for us?
With something brief, and I don't know who did this, just but brief. I found this on the internet, and I love when people play with reverb. Here's Michael Douglas's new official statement.
Okay. Oh,
the tumor is, for lack of a better word, good.
I don't know why I found that as entertaining.
That
as
is
I
entertaining because it's funny.
But
thank
I'll
you.
Play it one more time, and just I'll tell you what's great about it is you really hear a man who has survived throat cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done well.
Sounds the same that he did when he made Wall Street.
Yep.
Listen to
it's
how the
amazing.
Voices match up.
The tumor is, for lack of a better word, good.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Same guy.
All right, now I don't know if you're going to like this as much as I did. We have this video up at the website. A company called Jack Vale Films is doing a new prank. They're driving up to people in parking lots, videotaping it and speaking a sort of fine-tuned gibberish to the people in a way that makes them think that they're saying something very important. If uh-huh. that makes any
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with
the
you.
Concept, I'm with you so far.
Right. Okay,
I'm
so
ready
here's
to laugh
goes.
At that.
I credit Jack Vale Films. They're driving up to people in random parking lots, rolling down the window.
How you doing? You know, a lot of times they come for the airplane crashes, and they don't make the applesauce quite right in there. So you want to really, really pay attention. A lot of times the blue area is what you want to stay out of. So next time, just make sure that a lot of times when the balloons are floating around in the air, when they come down, that they got to stay in one spot, and then you'll be okay. All right. Bye-bye.
And then he drives away.
Hi there.
All right.
They're waiting for you now.
Pause. Now, like any great idea, I think you can make it.
Sure.
If you made it, I think if I'm hearing that, are you okay there? Are you going to be all right? We're going to lose you next? Jesus Christ, tuberculosis highway here.
Like never flies. Been better.
One of the things I think about this is I hear somebody say this with the window rolled down. Mm-hmm. I'm immediately going to think they're just a nutcase.
Right, crazy.
Right.
But if you made it just a little more sensical.
A little more credible.
Right, a little more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
a little
let's
more.
Listen to another one.
Yeah. It gets better. There's one at the end that I particularly enjoy.
All right.
Oh, but earlier, I guess there was a lack of communication or something like that, but everything's all straightened out now. So about what's that?
We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's about 10 o'clock when you get in there. All right.
The guy's good though.
Yeah.
Very
Hi
good.
There. Try it when you come down here and make a left. Avoid the monkeys on the trampoline. A lot of times they're jumping around over there, so be real, real careful of that. And the pink area is what you want to see. 2 o'clock is when they're going to show up. So keep that in mind.
Merry Christmas.
See, everybody thinks he's a nut.
They don't know what
Hi there.
To say.
Hey, I'm sorry about what happened back there. I didn't know that it was going to be you guys. So let's just change it until 10:30, okay? That'll be fine with me, and I'm up that late anyway. That's fine.
Say what?
What's that?
That's what I like.
Back there.
No, I think you have the wrong person.
I don't think so. No, I'm pretty sure. Come on, quit messing around. We'll see you at 10:30. That's perfect. And that's going to be at your place, right?
That's what I like. We'll see you at 10:30.
Yeah. Quit messing around. I'll see you then.
What I like about that one, he's requiring the other guy to commit.
Yeah. Boy, right. I tell you, I want to go out and steal it.
I know. You love this kind of thing.
I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Make sure about 2 o'clock is what you want, because otherwise you're going to have too many people flocking around it, and then the bleach is going to get all poured out and spilled.
Sounds like Mark.
It does. It is Mark.
Okay.
So,
Marcus,
in other words,
Jim
I'm just
Bale.
Saying, like, you're going to want to wait until sometime after
Jack
2,
Bale.
Maybe 2:30, you know, when the sun starts to kind of be right in there and, you know, where you want it to be in the sky, where positioned correctly.
All right.
So, okay. So, just, and then make sure, too, if to take Grandpa's advice, because he never liked the color blue anyway. You know what I mean? Remember?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When we were kids. So make sure that when you get all
kids.
That stuff.
Don't think I even know you.
Huh? Come on.
No.
And that's our new prank of the day.
All right, very good. All right, you got one more, Rob?
Yeah, oh, here's a nice brief one. Let me do two more.
Okay, very quick.
Ted Williams' daughter says, we heard that he was detained for a yelling match, right?
Yes.
We all knew this?
Hotel in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
in
his
LA.
Daughter says he's drinking again.
Yes.
Like, oh, dear.
Drinking
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong cut. I was gonna
sounded call. Right, though.
Wait, sounded like he was drinking again.
Sounded about right. I'm sorry, here's Ted Williams' daughter.
Janae also claims Ted has relapsed under the pressure of Hollywood.
He has consumed at least a bottle of Grey Goose a night.
Yeah.
At least. That's not including the Coronas he orders. That's not including the Budweisers he orders. That's not including the other alcohol, the wines. He drinks heavily.
Daddy's not sober. I can prove it. How? I have no idea, because that's not true.
But, you know, it's just the same. No one saw it coming.
All right, here you go. You ready for a voice analysis here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That voice is a booze and cigarette voice.
Oh, it's definitely a cigarette voice.
Yeah, when you hear that.
Sure.
That can give you that. I mean, Buzz, you know those old voiceover guys out in L.A.
Right.
They used to be, you know, they were pretty hard-living guys.
They lived hard.
Right.
And that's why they all died at like 40.
Yeah,
and,
you may know more about this. I'm not familiar with the booze voice, but I know the cigarette.
Oh, my God, booze will dry your throat up and you'll be like.
I didn't know that, but I know the cigarette voice and I'm hearing that here.
And it's just so everyone knows, Mike did predict this the moment this story broke. Today is the day that the Today Show turned on Ted Williams.
Hello.
But we want to begin this half hour with Ted Williams. The homeless man who gained fame last week for his golden voice
so cruel.
Has hit a little bit of a bump along the road. Williams was detained Monday night after police responded to a disturbance at a Hollywood
They
hotel.
Couldn't wait to do it.
And
sure. First story of the second half hour.
It's truly tragic.
He shot from homeless to household name overnight.
And now he's dying.
How'd that happen?
But the feel-good story that is Ted Williams and his velvet voice has a price.
Man, this is outrageous, man.
So, yeah, you predicted it, Mike.
You could write the script.
Yeah, okay. You wrote
okay.
it in advance.
All right, Mr. Shu, who was giving me a hard time about this last week, mm-hmm. you F-stick.
And the last one I leave you with, a video that we will have at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you're going to streak through a person playing tennis, you're going to streak through a tennis match,
yeah.
make sure there is not a plexiglass wall between you and the tennis court.
Do we hear it?
Yes. This is a naked man trying to streak through a tennis game.
Splat.
Pay particular attention how much the friend who's videotaping enjoys it.
Okay. Go streaking back one!
Thwack.
Let me hear it again.
Okay. Remember, Mike, you can't streak through plexiglass.
Go streak him by the quad!
Jesus.
And that, Mike, that is your magic
sure
audio.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That is funny. I laugh. I didn't even see it. All right, we'll come back with Buzz's News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's bring him in, a man who brought in a vintage pneumonia poster
Wheel
today.
Him in.
Wheel him
I
in.
Love when he pulls the retro humor.
That's right. It's Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by DigitalTrends.com. It's a tech jungle out there. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to DigitalTrends.com. That's the way to stay up on the latest tech trends and to make smarter purchases. Get their new Kindle app at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click their ad on our website. Should be MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. Now, her doctor says that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has a 101% chance of survival.
Glad
she
to hear that.
Will not die, he
awesome.
Says. Better than that, she's moving both arms, still responding to commands, including giving a voluntary thumbs up. She's breathing on her own, but she's on a respirator to keep her from developing pneumonia.
Bum, bum, bum.
The neurosurgeon says she has, quote, a full range of recovery ahead of her. She is still, however, listed in critical condition. There's
so,
your update on her.
Code word for doctor speak, a full range of recovery means she might get all her faculties
back. She might
back.
Be back right. to work speaking. It might. There's a good chance everything will be fine. They see these kinds of head traumas all the time, and recovery can vary from no recovery at all to full recovery as if nothing had ever happened.
I hope so.
They're feeling very good about her situation. Perhaps you've heard the quote in which the doctor said, she really shouldn't be looking this good.
That's great.
Considering
that's
what
good.
She's
well,
been
we'll keep us posted.
I know
that.
A lot of the news organizations are hitting this really hard. I saw Mary Jo Belafuco interviewed about it. So
really? Another head trauma.
She recovered.
Yeah, she's doing
wound.
Fine. Yeah.
Didn't she get hit in the eye?
I think she was shot in the eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the face.
She's going to do Mary Jo.
The secret is to have the bullet only pass through one hemisphere of the brain instead of both hemispheres. That's why
oh, that's
she
the secret.
And Mary Jo are probably going to be okay.
I'll remember that, Buzz. Machete!
Look your shooter straight in the eye.
Thank you.
Today, the President and First Lady are attending a memorial in Tucson to honor the victims of Saturday's mass shooting and to salute those who stopped it and those who helped the wounded. Arizona lawmakers have approved an emergency bill that would ban demonstrations at funerals.
Amen.
Such as the one being planned by those soulless bastards from that so-called church in Topeka, Kansas.
There's government at work. Get that passed. Get it
Please.
Through.
Yeah.
Make it so that the state police can arrest those MFers when they show up.
Now that we know just how effective a Glock 19 can be in killing up to 33 people with a single clip, Glock sales are soaring in this country.
Now, when you say Glock 19, does mm-hmm. that mean 19 rounds?
I think it's 19 millimeter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a model number. All right.
19 millimeter is actually close, I believe, to a 45 caliber bullet.
As opposed to a 9 millimeter.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Gotcha. I think so.
I don't know gun speed.
There are various clips available, including a clip that will hold up to 33 rounds, which apparently is what our shooter
high,
in this
high
story...
High-capacity clips.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was at a store the other day where I didn't see any ammunition. It was called Great Clips.
Oh, Mike, that's a barber shop.
You get your hair cut.
That's
there.
Right.
Thank you.
The $500 guns are flying out the doors in Mesa and Phoenix, Arizona.
Of course they are.
The owner of the Glockmeister chain of gun stores says he's selling twice as many Glocks as normal in the days after the bloodshed.
Yes.
The reason, of course, is that gun lovers have gone into full panic mode, afraid that daddy's going to take away their guns. There's just no convincing them this isn't going to happen, A, because the Republican House won't stand for it, and B, the embattled Democratic president doesn't want to be seen anywhere near this political hot potato.
You know, when you talk about young people, and you talk about somebody, say, a teenager getting their license for the first time, one of the things that you concern yourselves with is that these individuals have no sense of mortality, that they are fearless, that they live life as though they are bulletproof. Mm-hmm. I really think these gun people that buy these guns have the same delusion, where they just don't think that that thing can be turned around and pointed at them.
They think that if they hold the gun, they're indestructible.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, they find, well, we read about it all the time when something goes down in somebody's house. And that's what I believe. I really believe that. You know, I was over at Chad's brother's house one time, and Chad loves his guns. He makes no secret about it. And his brother does too.
Yes.
And I, you know, we
A new shotgun.
It was late at night. And I remember, like, I'm looking at rounds that he had and stuff. And I'm saying to myself, here we are coming in after a late night of partying, you know, absolutely baked, and you know, what the hell, all it would take
would be possibly
just
go
one
wrong.
Little
but
thing
I
go
will
wrong.
Say there is a lot to be said about educating yourself about those guns.
I agree.
When people buy guns and don't go to the range and
take
don't
the
use them
course.
And don't take the course and don't know how to use them, then you're an a-hole.
Totally agree with that. In fact, I can equate it to motorcycle riding as well.
I was going
to
say the
better
exact
rider
same thing
because I got training, and it's the same thing. If you're going to do that, but a lot of people, you know, these guys are going I'm buying Glock.
But it, in the case of the guys we just talked about, my friends, they actually grew up with guns.
Right. Right.
And so they
the
were
courses.
Taught and they went to go to ranges.
You've
got to
be responsible. Exactly. Yeah. As long as you
but
are,
you
it's
know
fine.
That there is a hoarding element.
Oh, absolutely.
That there is a silly hoarding element and a scary hoarding
we
element.
We also saw an increase in gun sales on the election of Barack Obama just because, he's going to take away our guns because he's from Kenya. Handgun sales jumped 60% in Arizona on Monday. They were up 65% in Ohio, 38% in Illinois, and so on. In fact, nothing sells guns like a mass killing. The last spike in sales coming after the Virginia Tech massacre. Call me crazy, but a spike in gun sales after a mass shooting strikes me as being a little like a spike in the prostitution business after an STD outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
I think it's a brilliant comparison.
Why don't you think that's fair?
Because the reason why you're going out, if you compared apples to apples, the STD and the STD and the prostitutes,
and
right?
You're right.
You are going to buy those guns after something like that happens because you think lawmakers are not going to allow you to be able to buy those guns.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. Right.
Right.
So I think that an STD outbreak and you going to prostitutes doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying to be attracted to...
But an STD outbreak with a prostitute will hurt you individually. Buying a gun does nothing to you except take some cash out of your hand. That's it.
Right.
So there is no health risk to you personally.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of scary to me.
Scary
it
is a good
scary
word for
to
it.
Think that
it doesn't
people
make
are doing
sense,
that.
Guys. And I'm not a gun advocate. I mean, you know I'm not. I don't own a gun.
Right.
But I will say that people, and I know people are close to me, not just Chad. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people, when Obama took office, they went and bought semi-automatic rifles. Yeah. And but I thought they were crazy.
They are.
But if you think that you're going to lose the right to bear arms and that's what you're into, and you're not starting a militia or going to a Safeway and blowing people's brains out, it's your right.
It is your right. But do you not think that there is just a little weirditude? As somebody who is not a gun owner and somebody who doesn't have a gun, don't you think, and I talk about all my friends that are gun owners too. God, you know the cops I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had more guns in this house than anybody could ever count.
I remember your gun parties.
Sometimes they're brandished.
I understand.
When someone's singing really bad karaoke.
And rightly so.
And that was one of the funniest moments. I won't mention any names.
You do have to have an affinity for weapons.
No, you didn't let me finish.
Okay,
what I was going to say was, when you get a spike in the gun sales, when you're running out because we've had a tragedy like this, and as opposed to any kind of reflection over handguns in general, that's not your concern. Your concern is, I better go out and get this gun because that's the one the shooter used. I think that's a really strange, flawed logic.
Yeah, but they're it is a flawed logic, but they're buying because they don't think they're going to have an opportunity to own that type of weapon.
I understand that.
Which is crazy.
And I'm saying thinking like that is twisted.
It's totally twisted.
And I was mainly trying to make a humorous point. point. Yes. But to be attracted.
Well, it wasn't very goddamn funny, Buzz.
But to be attracted to laughing. The very thing that hurt people, that seemed odd.
Well,
to
they're
me.
Not.
Twisted is the word.
Yeah. They're not attracted to it, though, Buzz. They and
oh,
I,
yes,
I know
they are. I'll go as far as
the
to
people
say aroused.
That do this, the people, as much as. And I believe in the second. I do. I
ask
listen,
why.
I think it's okay. I believe what the people that are on the gun lobby say that, you know, you get the right kind of training. Most people are very safe. I also believe that we don't need these massive assault weapons to keep in our wall because they're only going to cause a world of hurt from somebody. Because unless you're in an organized military structure, those should not be in the possession of people.
I agree. And again, years ago, I used to have the same line of thought. Mm-hmm. The propensity for these people to buy guns when tragedies like this happen is simply not because they have to have that gun. It's simply because they think they're not going to be able to have that gun.
Right.
So this is the only opportunity for them to buy it.
I equate these with the people who are talking about the political connections of this shooter. I don't give an S. I don't care about that. Just like I don't care about them going to take. Think about the people that got killed.
Please. Right.
Reflect on that for a second.
This is the moment for that.
That's what, you know, wait a while.
Right.
You know, it's the reason. If Congress can delay, you know, repealing the health care bill because they want to show some respect,
yes.
If those asshats can do it, at least the American people should be
and
able
I
to
think
do it.
A lot of the spike in sales is the brilliance of the name of the place. Glockmeister.
Very, very catchy.
Very clever.
It is.
You like
very
that.
Very clever.
We'll agree
you
to
like
disagree.
That name.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
The economy still sucks.
Maybe a little.
Glockmeister.
Hello, my name is Glockmeister. Would you like 19?
Because the economy's rough and money is tight, one Republican lawmaker has proposed firing 200,000 federal workers and putting a freeze on civilian federal salaries for 3 years. That's big news here in D.C.
Oh, that'll help my commute.
In California, half the state's workers are being
told. All about me!
Half of California state workers are being told to turn in their cell phones. State-owned vehicles may be next, again, to cut the budget.
That's just somehow I feel compelled to do my Bruce Dern impression now, you know? Yeah.
Well, I guess the old intersection of...
I love Bruce Dern.
Look at you.
I guess the old intersection of 234 and 66 will be a little more manageable, won't it, mister?
Sorry. No, I don't want any
food. No,
but I do love that one.
I love Bruce Dern.
Even though we all know Michael...
Fairfax County Parkway will be just a little easier to get up that ramp, won't it, Pajango?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Even though we all know Michael Jackson is responsible for his own death, the alleged enabler, Dr. Conrad Murray, has been ordered to stand trial for involuntary manslaughter.
Well, I can't wait till that's over so that Harvey Levin can take him off of TMZ.
I love Harvey Levin.
I hate Harvey Levin.
Finally,
he goes to my church.
Yes, of course he does. You know, we talked about you ever watch that TMZ show?
Yeah, I watch
you ever watch the TMZ? You know, he's got his little
horrible
binky.
Show.
He's got his little binky. That's his little cup with his
cup,
straw
yeah. mm-hmm.
that is his little security blanket.
Right,
you know, if we want to analyze old Harvey Levin and his boyfriend with the long shoulder length
hair. You know what I say to Harvey Levin?
Balls to you!
And
thank you, Rob.
He says, thank you.
He does.
Finally, today I can reveal the specific location of our home office in Florida. It is Ocala, where I can be found a couple of times a year visiting friends and lying around a pool about how great life is.
Do you really go to Ocala?
I do.
Ocala's like a... That's an interesting part of Florida.
It's a very interesting part of Florida. It's horse country.
Right.
It's close enough to the beach, but far enough away you're relatively safe from hurricanes.
They make crackers there, and I'm not talking about the saltines.
No, I know that.
That's right.
Anyway, a couple of incidents. Ocala's the source of last year's infamous chicken with two butts story, by the way. Today we have two new items from Ocala. The first involves a woman who poured gasoline on her boyfriend's genitals and set him on fire. Doctors plan to do some skin grafting today.
Help!
Woman told the boyfriend's mother he's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I guess you won't be doing much with that, will you, Mr.
Hey,
Man?
Bruce Dern, how are your burnt testicles?
I don't know. I'm worried about the intersection of 234 and 66. Now the federal government's going to be laid off.
If they lay off 200,000 people.
Going to clear up.
Yeah, I guess you won't be getting your granite countertop now, will you, silly?
Bruce Dern.
Thank you. Also from Ocala, a viral video of an all-girl melee at a racetrack gas station. It appears no blood was spilled. There's video of this. You can find it. Smoking Gun has this, as a matter of fact. No blood spilled, but when it was over, as you will see, there are several nearly naked women surrounded by clothing and hair extensions all over the pavement.
Nice.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by Netflix. Catch up on the shows we love, from True Blood to Mad Men, from Dexter to Weeds, and do it on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or on your TV. for just $8.99 a month. And I like saying it that way.
TV.
For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. That's it. This program cannot be rebroadcast without consent from an authorized rep of MikeOmeroShow.com. We depend on your support through our advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, Raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Thank you.
The tumor is, for lack of a better word, good.